Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Jeff was out at the Kenny Chesney concert last night.
Yeah, Phil was there too. It was a great show. This guy is amazing, man. 16,000, whatever, 100 people at Phillips Arena three nights in a row.
I'm out of the loop on the country thing. Like, I just have the old traditional country thing in my head, and I've never gone back.
He said more than once from the stage that in his 12 years of touring, he has never once played the same city three nights in a row. And three sellouts. I mean, that's huge.
Is it the kind of thing where he plays Atlanta because he doesn't play other southern cities that are close, like Birmingham and all?
No.
So he's pulling from everywhere?
Like I said, he's been touring for 12 years, and he has been partying. You know, he came to Atlanta and partied hard for three solid nights.
Even more proof of it, he even sold out Detroit in like an hour. Two shows in Detroit, he sold those out in like an hour.
All them Yankees like Kenny Chesney?
Yeah, it's like that country music boom right now. And last night was just amazing. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Do you think his new marriage helps at all? I mean,
somebody, at one point, I went with my brother Sam and my dad and my little sister, and we were just having a great time. And I got elbowed more than once because he was going up to where the skyboxes were or where the boxes were. And at one point, somebody elbowed me and said, did he just say, hey, Renee? Because it sounded like in his second or third song, he went and pointed it up one of the boxes and said, hey, Renee, because he was waving to the crowd. And I got elbowed twice. Somebody said that he did that more than once. I didn't catch it.
She wasn't there last night. She was there Saturday night.
Okay.
She was there at the concert on Saturday night. And Uncle Cracker came out and Gretchen Wilson came out again. Cracker was hammered last night.
No,
stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew? The guy drinks?
I don't know if you saw this from the side of the stage you were sitting on, Phil, but I'm pretty sure that Kenny Chesney was giving hand signals to do his band whether or not to keep or get rid of Cracker, like keep Cracker on stage or
really?
Get rid of him. Like he had to turn around and he nodded at his guitar player and like his guitar player was like, are you sure? And that happened right in front of us.
Like, what's the crowd like now at a country concert?
Hot, I mean, gorgeous.
Hot.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Hot.
It was like going to a UGA game, but everyone was dressed up. I mean, the crowd was, it was like 20,000 beautiful people. Country is a younger crowd now. I mean, I would say the average age there was probably between the ages of 20 and 25.
Really?
Yeah. And all the girls, you know, had their cowboy hats on, and all the guys had cowboy hats on. And it was if you watch like a Kenny Chesney video, that's what it was like.
Yeah, it was cool. The problem was, and I was talking to some of my friends at Phillips Arena, and I think we all agree it's a great place to see a concert, and they mm-hmm. do an awesome job. And we were talking about the different crowds, and, you know, three nights of any concert, plus Destiny's Child on Friday night, so these guys have been working for, like, four straight nights, you know, mm-hmm. at concerts, and they were looking pretty beat up, and some of them were telling me that sometimes this crowd gets a little rowdy. You know,
really?
A little more rowdy than other crowds mm-hmm. just because, you know, the beer's flowing and they're out to have a good time. And sometimes, and I almost experienced that with Jessica because we said, I have, you know, a few pet peeves or quirks or whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of them is I hate being left on hold on the phone. Like, it drives me nuts. Very uh-huh. frustrating to me. And another one is at any sort of event where there's assigned seating, I hate people who try to sit in better seats before the event begins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm okay with if you're at a baseball game and three or four innings have gone by and you've been sitting, like, you know, 50 rows up and you've seen the same two rows empty down and you can talk to the usher and you can go down there or whatever. If you can do that, that's fine.
It's the same theory in a plane, too.
Yes.
Like, if you want to go to it, sit in your seat until the door closes, and then if there's an open seat, mm-hmm. at that point you get up and you go, right.
Right.
And so that is just anywhere there's assigned seating, if you don't sit in your assigned seat, it just bugs me because chances are somebody is going to be in those seats. I mean, you know, if you're going to whatever the event is, those seats have been sold.
Like give them a chance to be late. Exactly. I mean, give them a chance Agreed. To get to their seat first.
So we are sitting in our seats, and we're in, you know, whatever section we are, blah, 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 and we're in row three. And we're sitting in the section, and there's only, because it's kind of, it's like it's near a tunnel and stuff, and I think there might have been like a like some handicap accessible space next to us, and it was kind of a weird row. There were only four rows in the seats. And even on the ticket, it looked kind of funny. So it was 1, 2, 3. Like it said on the ticket, it said 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that. It was a little hard to read. But we walked in, and like I said, you know, I've got friends who work at Phillips Arena. We walked in with them, and he just goes, okay, there's your seats right there. And we just sat in the empty row on the seats in that row closest to the stage. Like we slid all the way down. Well, some guy comes in with his girlfriend, and because we had the whole row of four seats, we're actually sitting right in the middle of the row. So we would have been sitting in seats 2 and 3, and we're sitting there, and this guy comes in with the girl, and I had all four seats in the row, and the other seats were in my pocket. So the guy comes in and says to Jessica, hey, you're in our seats. And Jessica's like, no, I don't think so, and takes out her ticket. He goes, I know where my seats are. You're in my seats. And his girlfriend goes, just move down. Move down. To Jessica, and Jessica's like, I don't think so, but whatever. So we slide down to the end of the row, and Jessica's like, hey, would you mind if I could I see your ticket? So the girlfriend says to the guy, hey, can she see your ticket? And the guy's like, who the hell is she? She doesn't need to see our tickets. Hands Jessica the ticket, goes, I know where my GD seat is. I am not effing up. This Whoa. Is my seat. This is where I belong. And I just lean out and glared at him.
Right.
You know, and I'm like,
that's ridiculous.
Dude, what is your deal? And then as soon as, this is during Gretchen Wilson, as soon as the lights came back up, this guy looks over at us and goes, you guys got to move now, and gets an usher and says, hey, we're supposed to be at the end. We're on the seats closest to the stage. They're in our seats, and they're being a-holes about it or something like that, and gives the usher his ticket. And the usher says, sir, you're in the wrong row.
And what does he do?
He the whole night tried to be like buddy-buddy with me after that. His girlfriend apologized to Jessica, and he apologized to Jessica. And she, like, I actually said to her afterwards, I'm like, you were too nice to him. Like, I didn't even look at him, didn't make contact, and if he did, I was going to tell him, you know what, you just don't be an a-hole. Like, don't, just sit in your seats.
Yeah.
Sit, that drives me nuts. And if it wasn't, like, if it's an honest mistake, like, I thought we may have been in the right row, because like I said, we walked in with our buddy from Phillips, and he just goes, there you go, and we just sat in the empty row. Like, we could have been one row off. It was no big deal, but just wait till the break. Don't be a jerk. Well, you know what I mean? Just don't.
Like, I'd love to take this from this the other guy's angle, like where you were sticking up for something you knew in your heart of hearts you were right for, like you were willing to fight over it, and then like 30 seconds later you realize, damn, I was wrong. Because we've all been there and had that sinking feeling, you know, when you're sticking up for something so passionately, then you realize, I'm totally in the wrong here.
Right.
404-741-1005. I'd love this guy to call in and say, that was me.
I actually, if he wasn't such a jerk about the whole thing, I would have felt terrible for him because it was such a humbling experience. And it was seriously like the last two songs of Gretchen Wilson's set. And we just, like, my deal is, like, just slide down, let everybody sit here, and when the lights come on, we'll sort it out. No big deal, right? And this guy just had to be loud and boisterous, and I felt bad for his girlfriend because she looked at Jessica and she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, she legitimately felt bad.
We could take phone calls from girlfriends, too, of their man or a friend of someone who did that, too. Like, because...
Your man was sticking up for you, and he was in the wrong.
Because there's plenty of times where women are embarrassed by the way a guy's trying to buck up and handle a situation, but and then to find out that you go, oh...
Hey, Vic, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I had kind of the same situation, but it took place at Freak Meet. And I had like $40 in my pocket. And I bought like a T-shirt and, you know, something to drink. I was kind of, you know, drunk, had a little too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, I had took a picture with one of the panhandlers or whatever. And I forgot that I spent my $20. And gave him my last 20. So I stood there for the longest, man, about to fight this guy. I'm like, you know, come on, man. I want my money, or I'm going to take the camera and all this kind of stuff. But he decided to give me my $20 back. I walked away. I realized I had spent spent all my money, but I was too embarrassed to go back.
Of course you were. Of course you were. All right, Vic, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Too much pride getting in the way, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the hits, Q100, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Okay, I'm sitting at a red light, me and my girlfriend. We're going to dinner, and I'm behind the car at the red light, and this guy wouldn't move at all. And I'm sitting here blowing the horn at him, and yelling at him. He's yelling at me, shooting me the finger, and we're about to get out of the car and just go at it. Then all of a sudden, he's pointing up at the light, and I look up there, and there's a sign that says no turn on red. And my girlfriend's like, she's pissed off. She's just like, she didn't want to go to dinner after that. I'm just sitting there, and I didn't know what to do. I just laughed. It was just funny to me. But
right. Like I said, you only have a couple of options. Either it's like you find humility, or you just refuse to believe what just happened.
Right.
I wanted to catch up to the guy and tell him sorry, but I couldn't.
Have you ever been in this situation where you know you're wrong, you're found out, and then rather than apologizing, you get in a fight with your girlfriend over something else just to mask the fact that you were just wrong?
Yes, definitely.
Somehow try to put it back on her with something else.
Yeah.
My favorite story, I think this is kind of close. I mean, I don't think this guy had any choice but to be humbled. But this is my favorite all-time story of a situation like this where you just have to, the towel's got to be between your legs. Actually happened at Bert's old radio station when they were introducing a concert. And this guy named Al goes out on stage to bring you know, the next band out. And it's like, you know, some real, like, let's say it's Black Eyed Peas, you know. That's a pumped up, that's like, you got to get up and dance band, right? So he goes out there, he goes, hey, thanks for coming to the, you know, whatever, you know, Kiss concert number 5. You guys having a good time? Well, everybody cheers. He goes, I need you to get on your feet and make some noise for the Black Eyed Peas. And like the front row, two rows, everybody stands up at them. And he goes, you will not stay seated for, stand up in the front. Hey, we need to make some noise to get the front row to stand up. And people are cheering, you know. And he goes, front row, get on your feet. And then they turn the lights on, and he sees that that's where they put all the wheelchairs.
He called for the house lights. Kid and I were actually on stage with him. And he's like, house lights. So they put all the lights on, and then everybody in the entire venue could see that he's been yelling at all these people that are in wheelchairs.
Oh, yep. My. Oh, what did he do?
I don't know.
At that point, you're just like, all right, here's the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, my. They're probably going, that jerk, if I could stand up, I would. Thanks so much.
I would stand up, and I would chase you with a stick.
I will kick your ass.
I mean, you're in front of 15,000 people at that point, and they've all just realized.
Damn.
Good morning, Mark. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Well, I was head of security at Backstreet a few years ago, that now deceased 24-hour nightclub.
Yeah. Right.
And it was an off night, and we had gotten this call that somebody had lifted this guy's wallet. Well, we found the guy, chased him 4 blocks when he ran from us. He got maced, fight ensued. I have a scar to this day on my knee where we were rolling around on the asphalt. We dragged the guy back, get him in front of the victim, who says, my wallet hasn't been stolen.
You guys maced and fought with the wrong guy?
No. It turns out the guy had just had quite a bit to drink and didn't realize his guy had stolen his wallet. We actually had the right guy, but there was about 15 or 20 seconds there, dead silence, where we all thought we had committed a felony.
But you did end up with the right guy.
Yeah, it ended up being correct.
It ended up being correct, but there was that 15 or 20 seconds where we thought, oh, my God, we're all going to jail.
Here comes a lawsuit.
Oh, man.
Yep. That would have shut Backstreet down a lot earlier. That would have been like Jimmy's Backstreet or something like that.
Good morning, David. You're on All the Hits.
I have kind of an embarrassing story about my 21st birthday.
Yes, sir.
I was at a place in Buckhead, I think it was the Vortex, and my friends had taken me out drinking earlier in the afternoon. We had got to this place sometime that evening, so I was already fairly buzzed. We began drinking, and the people who were working there asked us to see our ID several times. I guess we looked young. And by the time we got done and were ready to leave, we were all, you know, pretty intoxicated, and I couldn't find my ID. So we still had plenty of the night left for me to go drinking on my 21st birthday, and I began to raise hell about these people who lost my ID. So I'm raising hell, and eventually the patio where we're sitting completely cleared out because I was raising so much hell and causing such a fuss. My friends jump into the fight because they completely see my passion, and they think they're like, okay, well, they must have taken the ID. They're totally behind me, on board with me. We leave the place finally after they escort us out, to put it nicely, and after we're leaving, we're about halfway home because there's nowhere else to go with a person on his 21st birthday without his ID, and I look in my pants pocket. I'm wearing those cargo jeans that have the pockets on the sides, and I put my ID in my side pocket on the pants.
Oh,
and my friend unfortunately knew one of the guys who worked at that place, and he was actually a... Never went bad because I kind of ruined it for him with the scene that I made there. So
did you ever come clean? So you did come clean with your friends?
Yeah, I did. Of course, we had to keep drinking.
Because there does come a time where, like, you've already made an ass out of all your friends also, and you just kind of maybe want to hide that fact that you were in the wrong, you know?
I'm sure there's plenty of people, like, when they're paying by credit card at dinner, and then they put the card back in their wallet, but they forget that they did it, and then they think the waiter still has their credit card.
Right.
And then also at Bert's Big Adventure. Crash, I don't know if you remember this, but Crash and I were trying to get into one of the parks. We were hanging out the day that the families were on their own. And so we had gone to one of the parks, and then we got in, everything's good. So we leave, we go to another park. His credit card had somehow stuck to the back of the park pass. So when he tried to put the park pass into the new park, they wouldn't let him in. And so I'm sitting there with my arms crossed, like, I can't, you know, we just used this. And we're kind of arguing a little bit with the Disney people, and then it ends up it was Crash's fault.
Man, you're going straight to hell. You start arguing with the Disney people, and you're wrong, man.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
That there is a new business blossoming out of Seattle called Kissing Surrogate. It is a woman that will fly into your town if when you're kissing your man or vice versa, things aren't just right. He doesn't know what he's doing, not sure what he's doing. You can call her up. She will come into town, and she will watch the two of you make out and show you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
And how much she charged for this?
I don't know. Did we find out how much yesterday it was?
I don't think so, but I mean,
$300
per couple.
$300 per couple.
Plus, I'm sure you got to pay for her flight and whatever.
Well, the thing is, I mean, here's a surrogate. There's kissing schools out there where, you know, people go into a room and it's all these couples and they're in a, I mean, it's obviously something that is needed because there's nothing worse than being with a bad kisser.
We, and you guys probably also, you never forget that experience either. Mm-hmm. Like your very worst kiss ever. I specifically remember, I mean, this happened a while ago, but it was with, and I'm going to see her at my high school reunion in a couple of weeks, Leanne Bryan. And I think I remember telling you guys this. It was a game of spin the bottle back in the day. And I was, I'm a little guy now. I was a really little guy, like back in the eighth grade. I mean, I was the size of a doll.
A weevil wobble.
And I remember spinning the bottle, and I had to French kiss Leanne Bryan. And A, she dipped me. She dipped literally you. Took me in her arms and dipped me like I was on Dancing with the Stars. And then shoved and jabbed and...
A little darter.
Darted her way in my mouth to a point where it was so painful that even to this day, I haven't forgotten it. Now, that's the kind of person that needs a kissing surrogate. Yeah. Now, if you guys can remember your worst kiss ever, you remember it in detail, call us, 404-741-1005.
I've got two. I mean, because I've had the experience of kissing both men and women, and one of each is my two worst kisses ever. One was a slobberer. And
a
one,
slobberer.
Oh, he, I don't know. I literally had to go home and take a shower because he slobbered, and then he'd do the kiss on the ear and the neck and the shoulder and that kind of thing. And... and I, yeah, I just, well, first of all, at the time I was realizing that this is not who I wanted to kiss. So I, but I went ahead with it anyway. And then on top of that, he had to be spitting all over me. That was nasty.
You know, just, like,
that guy ruined nasty.
It. That guy ruined it for every future man you come in contact with.
Well, I'm not going to kiss a man ever again.
Well,
but
it's his fault.
No, it's not. It just, oh, he was a bad kisser. And then there was a woman I kissed who total opposite. She didn't even use, she would open her mouth, but not use a tongue. Like, it was just bizarre.
It was like a hollow kiss.
It was,
Have you guys ever...
It was weird.
Have you ever had this deal where you're, like, opening your mouth and she's opening her mouth and there's no real, like, puckering going on? It's just, like...
Open?
Mouth on mouth? And but there's no action going on after
And then you hear that cupping sound? I mean, it's just... I mean, there's... Oh, yeah. You know, a friend of mine and I were hanging out over the weekend. I said this to you guys off air yesterday. Her complaint was because we were talking about first kisses and stuff because I'm still in the, you know, lifestyle where I'm going to have first kisses with people. And we were talking about people in particular and nervousness about that and stuff. Mm. And then she said, you know, the sad thing is it is one of the most intimate things you do with somebody and it has to come first.
Yes.
That's why there's the awkwardness and the weirdness and you judge people based on that kiss, you know. But yeah, it is. Yeah. A lot of people are bad at it.
And I am a big believer in. If the kiss is bad, the rest of the whole thing's going to be pretty bad also.
Right.
Good morning, Brandy. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning.
My worst kiss was my first kiss. I was 18. My brother had set me up with a Marine sergeant. Uh-huh. And when he went to kiss me, he just had his mouth open like a bass and just basically engulfed my face and just drooled on me.
Ooh.
It was just terrible. I didn't think I'd ever kiss anybody again.
Do you guys remember like the first time you ever French kissed somebody?
Yep.
That you opened up your mouth so wide because mathematically there's no way two tongues can fit in the same mouth.
Right.
I came at somebody like a fish out of water.
Uh-huh.
She just started laughing. It's a game of spin the bottle too.
Nobody kisses well at 14.
Like,
or
hey.
My first was at 14, I think. 14, and his name was Don Johnson. Swear to God, Don Johnson, good, best looking guy in school, and I'm sure he's much better now. But then it was the whole stiff and just winning for the attack.
I remember Tammy Lopez coming out after me for a French kiss, and just like. You know that scene in, like, the Peanuts where somebody screams and you only see, like, the uvula dangling in the back? I remember that feeling like I was going in there, man.
I imagine I look like one of those female blow-up dolls. Like, that's what I imagined it looked like when I went in for my first kiss.
Just the perfectly round mouth.
Let's go. You want me.
Hey, Melissa, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning. I was in ninth grade, and it was my first French kiss. And this guy, not only did he realize that the tongue was supposed to go in the mouth, he licked all over around my mouth so that
oh,
was
gross.
Pulled apart. There was, I'm not even kidding, a string of saliva from tip to tip. I was so grossed out.
No.
That'll scar you. That will scar you.
I've had somebody lick my gums before.
No!
That is nasty!
No!
Yes!
Lick your gums.
Like just above your teeth or like the roof of your mouth?
Above my teeth. Between my the gums and my cheeks.
Ew! That is so disgusting.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, I've had...
I think my worst is from... God love him. I hope he's not in Atlanta or anything. I would hate to hurt his feeling. But his name's Eddie Morelli. And he came at me and it started so good. It really did. Because it was both hands on the face. And I thought, oh, this is a boy who knows what he is doing. And he tried to be really passionate, but I think he stuck his tongue so far down my throat, I think it actually played with my uvula. Like, it was so deep, lizardly, like snake-like all the way in there that I thought I might choke on him.
Snake-like. He was like a frog trying to get a fly.
Yes, he was a frog trying to get a fly, and it was like I felt devoured. I was like... I felt like I had been eaten.
And you know, back then, like, you were too afraid to break up with somebody, so there had to be a second kiss. And when you go in, you're like,
oh, here it comes.
Yeah, don't have to do this again.
No.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hi, this is Rhonda. When I was about 17 years old, I was dating this guy for about a couple weeks, and it was our first kiss. And when he went to kiss me, he was, like, pulling his tongue in and out of my mouth like we were, like, having intercourse or something.
Okay. Ew!
It was so terrible that the next day I called him, and I was like, look, for the past few weeks I've been lying to you. I've got another boyfriend, so we've got to stop seeing each other. So,
that's bad.
That's bad.
A bad kiss is horrific. I wonder, do you think there's anybody in our lives that considers us one of their worst kisses?
Oh, absolutely.
My wife.
I mean, there has to be.
Yeah.
It's probably my wife. You can just call her right now. Morning, Brandy. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning, guys. Hey. Love your show.
Thank you.
Oh, my worst kiss, you guys, is my husband.
Oh, no
Still?
Way.
Yes, I ended up marrying him.
What does he do wrong?
Well, he just, you know what, I don't even know what it is. It's just moving his tongue around in my mouth. It's just gross. And so the sad thing is we don't even kiss anymore.
Oh, no. She needs a surrogate.
Like, we were talking about flying this woman into town and trying to find somebody who's like the worst luck case story. Mm-hmm. Yours is it. Like, how long have you been married?
We've been married for 7 years. We have three children.
And when's the last time you kissed them?
Oh, gosh. We do the morning kiss and peck and kind of thing, but we don't do the tongue thing.
Like, when is the last time you had a long, passionate kiss with your husband?
I can't tell you. I don't
3 years?
Know.
4 years?
No, I mean, you know, it's... maybe 6 months. I don't even know. Maybe a year.
A year.
That's sad.
We don't have to fly in some surrogate con artist from Idaho or wherever she is. Like, just sit down with Jen Hobby for a few minutes. She could be like,
what if Jen Hobby's not any good?
Get your tongue out of her nostril. Seriously, dude.
I'm not so sure Jen's any good.
Well, come on. You kiss her.
I'm not going to kiss her again.
All right, Bird Jen, kiss. Yeah, again. That is sad because, I mean, I think sometimes a good make-out session on the couch is just as good as, you know, being full-on whatever. I mean, you got to have those intimate... Again, like my friend said, it's one of the most intimate things you do.
It is.
And you have to do it with a total stranger.
Brandy, have you ever told your husband how bad a kisser he is?
Well, I think he kind of knows. I mean, when we first started dating, I told him, you know, that he wasn't the best kisser. So,
Would he be willing to work on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to get her info.
I got to put you on hold. Yeah. Brandy, I'm going to put you on hold.
That's not right.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No, if you haven't kissed your husband or your wife passionately in 6 months.
No, that's not right.
No. Mm-mm. All right, last couple of calls, then we'll move on. Hey, Summer, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I'll be 20 this weekend, and I've been dating this guy who goes to Florida State for about the last 2 years, and we're kind of serious when we're around each other, and we're kind of not when we're not, you know. He's so hot, and so, you know, I don't know why, but I would just expect the kiss to be hot and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Totally not like that. He does this thing sometimes where he licks my gums too, like,
it's
so horrible because you'll be having this like passionate kiss, and all of a sudden like you can't breathe because his tongue is like blocking, you know, like your airway, like in your mouth, and you're trying to breathe through your nose, but oh my God, it's so horrible. But when he's licking, no, it gets worse. He's licking my gum, like he likes to sliver it around and stuff, and it's like, okay, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he likes when he's done with it, he likes to suck my top lip to finish the kiss off.
So the dude is licking your gum and sucking your top lip?
Yeah, he's licking my gum, and when he's done, it's like he's sucking my top lip, and my lip is like sticking an inch away from my mouth. And
this guy must be like Brad Pitt good looking to keep up with that.
He is so amazing. He's gorgeous, you know, and we have, like, awesome chemistry together, but there's just sometimes when he gets really weird.
When he's sucking on my lip.
I mean, when he's trying to fight your gingivitis.
I mean, it's a good thing that the eyes were closed because I think the shock look on my face when, gums licked, bad kisses. When she said the top lip sucked away from her face, I've had my tongue sucked out of my mouth before.
It's had that happen too. It's not pleasant.
It's just like, what are you... okay, if you think you're going to be fancy with your kiss, you know what? Nix that idea. Keep it simple.
I understand trying to evolve a little bit, but sucking the top lip...
Oh, and sucking my tongue out of my mouth is not cool. I mean, it's like, that's just not
Floby. Cool. Hey, Alex, you're on All the Hits Q100. What's going on?
When I was about 13 years old, I was dating a girl that was about, I guess she was probably about 16 or 17. I can't remember at the time. But her idea, basically, we were on the bus together going from school or whatever. Her idea at the end of, the ride when I got off was to give me her gum after we were kissing. That was her idea of the whole French kiss thing.
In her, give it to you mouth-to-mouth transfer?
Exactly, that. That was her big thing, was she wanted me to have her gum at the end of the day.
You know, this is going in an even stranger stranger direction because so many are calling up saying that the sucking on the lip thing is pretty common.
Really?
Hey, Gina?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I have a sucker story, too. We were pecking, and it was nice and all, and all of a sudden, he starts sucking on my bottom lip, and it sucked it so hard that he actually strained that little tendon that connects the bottom of your lip to your gum. It bruised strap. It. It was horrible.
Oh. That makes my mouth hurt.
And then the woman said, before who he was doing all kinds of stuff, but he's so good looking. I would lose attraction, if you're a bad kisser, I look at you differently. I mean, I had a guy lick my cheek before.
Literally on the side of your cheek?
Yes.
Like a puppy. He's just happy to see you like a puppy.
Just
he peed a little and he licked your cheek.
Keep it simple. I just really think a lot of people feel so awkward about it or feel like they have to have a move. Like we talk about,
the motorboat.
Yeah, the motorboat. God. they feel like they have to have a move with their kissing too. And it just,
maybe we shouldn't bring this woman in for that one person, but maybe we should have, we should do some sort of, because it seems like all the problems are with guys, most of the problems. So what if we hold an event and we don't tell somehow let women only know what it is and they can bring their guy to it and he doesn't know what it is until he's actually in the room.
And then it's the kissing school.
And we shut the door.
Lock him up.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a guy, not only did he slobber, but he bit my lip so hard, he made me bleed.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, it was horrible. And it was a reaction. I slapped him.
Oops.
It was just a reaction. Yeah, my lips were bleeding, and I was nasty. I had to go take a shower from all the slobber, it was bad.
There's nothing to me more disgusting than a slobber kisser. I hate that. And also, this guy that licked the side of my face, now that I think about it, you know what else he did? Which was, I don't understand. Okay, so he kissed me, and as he was kissing me, he blew air in my mouth to where I looked like a blowfish.
Oh, come on now.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Now you're just making it
up. No, Ross. In high school, Central High School, Ross. He did that to me.
Is it any wonder at all why you're totally turned off?
No, I'm not gay because guys are bad kissers. It just made it even that much worse because there was nothing going on to begin with. And then the being bad kissers because women are bad kissers too. I mean, I've had some,
And you've got a reputation too because if you're a bad kisser and you think she's just keeping that knowledge to herself, you are so freaking wrong.
Ross.
You are so wrong, Ross.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight?
but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects. That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. That's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
If your company is anything like ours,
which is probably not.
Yeah, it's probably not.
We're pretty unique, but this will be similar.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're unique in the fact that it's a radio station, but I think there are common threads from company to company, and this is one of them.
Right.
You know, like when there's been an employee at the radio station for the longest time, and, you know, they're showing some loyalty, things are going pretty well and all, put some time in on the radio station, and then just one day out of the blue, you get an email from management, and it's just one line basically saying this dude is never allowed back in the building. We got one of those this week.
Well, not even, you don't even get the line where he's not allowed back in the building, because then you know that they did something like that's reserved for like the part-time employees. If you see him back in the building, please notify management immediately.
That's somebody who's like angry and going to wreck something.
Right.
Like that's like, but there's somebody who's just been, you know, at their desk and quietly doing their job, and then you get the email that says, name is no longer a part of all the hits Q100. We wish him well.
And that's it.
And
that
his was future it. Endeavors.
Oh, God, that's I would it. Be so hurt if that was the email that was sent out after years at the company, and then that's it?
That's all we
that's
got
all you
on
get.
This guy. Just one line basically saying, we wish him well in future endeavors. Oh. So there's all sorts of speculation and rumor going around the radio station right now as to what happened to this
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. Because it came out of nowhere.
Totally out of nowhere. Nobody still has any idea what's going on with this guy, right? So we took a look at that email, and we all decided yesterday that, you know what, rather than a one-line email, let's go ahead and make up some stories about our own termination and read them to each other today. So these would be our potentially termination emails that the company would send out about us. Then we all drew for different people.
Right.
Like I got Jen Hobby.
I drew for Melissa Carter.
I drew for Mr. Jeff Dollar.
And I have Bert.
Oh, super. That's going to hurt.
Yours is short.
That's going to hurt. All right, so these are our emails as we are kind of predicting the way we would get terminated and how the company would present it to the rest of the staff.
Right.
All right, who would like to start?
I'll go ahead and start with Jeff.
Okay.
All right. Dear staff, I regret to inform you that Jeff Dollar is no longer employed with The Bert Show and All the Hits Q100. The results of recent incidents internally have given us no choice but to terminate his employment. First, it has come to our attention that Jeff's witty lines and comebacks on air are indeed not his own.
He said this for a while.
Through a comparison of his IM and recordings from the show, it was revealed that producer Tracy Peluso is the source of most of Jeff's true humor.
We have actually busted him. We know that that's fact.
As a result, we realized we were paying him for, well, nothing but to warm a studio chair and play on his computer. Secondly, extensive work had to be done within the ventilation system of our building that apparently stemmed from All the Hits Q100 letterhead in the form of so-called paper wads used to apparently aid in Jeff's creative process during the show and after-show meetings. However, as per the aforementioned paragraph, Jeff has no creative process and does simply trash the offices. Some of the paper escaped into the ventilation system, causing the building and the station significant expense. We wish him well on all his future endeavors, but be aware that we have changed the security codes as Jeff is not allowed into the building or the office supply closet. Management.
Very nice.
Very good.
At least well, we know man. The reason. All right, Jeff, you want to go next?
Sure.
All right.
Burt Weiss is no longer a part of All the Hits Q100. We wish him well. If there are media questions that come up with his work, please direct them to Fowler or me. In addition, if you have decided to look for swinging partners for you and your wife, please do it on your own time. Thank you, Dylan.
That's it. All right, I'll go. Mine was about Jen Hobby. All right, All the Hits Q100 staff, as of today, Jen Hobby will no longer be employed by Susquehanna Radio. You might ask why we would get rid of an employee with Jen's eternally upbeat, ever-positive, good-natured attitude. I point to one reason. Her eternally upbeat, ever-positive, good-natured attitude is driving everybody in the freaking building to jump out of a window. In the past few weeks, many of you have come into my office to discuss the problems. I understand that the repetitive greetings in the hall after she just said hi to you 2 minutes ago, the never-ending chain of thank you cards and the prideful delivery of home-baked goods to each cubicle are just a few ways she's got everybody on edge. The final straw for most of us was the office-wide email she sent last week in which she offered to verbally read a chapter a day out of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books over the intercom system. We all wish Jen Hobby well.
That's a good idea.
I figured. We all wish Jen Hobby well, but under no circumstances she to enter the halls of All the Hits Q100 and pollute our air with her annoying spirit coordinator attitude. You can bet your bottom dollar she'll find a new neato job soon.
Classic. I like that Chicken Soup for the Soul idea.
Oh, no.
All right, here is Melissa Carter's memo. It is with much regret that I construct this memo in regard to the termination of Melissa Carter. As most of you know, Melissa has been a loyal employee here at Susquehanna Radio for 10 years, but her radicalism has become a liability too heavy for us to continue to bear. Her recent march for marriage on the governor's mansion is the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Although, as always, her intention was altruistic, her results have proven to be a bit of a public relations nightmare. The pro-gay marriage sit-in lasted for 72 hours, attracted over 100,000 citizens, and as I am sure you all saw on the news, featured a candlelight vigil turned out-of-control blaze requiring all of Metro Atlanta firefighters to put it out and save Sonny himself. Now, although Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi came to the event to support Melissa, which Rich Eldridge wrote about in the Peach Buzz, the celebrity attention did little to curb the neighborhood plea to remove all the rainbow banners and otherwise free-thinking slogans on posters and pickets throughout the affluent area, as well as all the unluxury cars that were degrading the otherwise designer sector of town. Clearly, we already overlooked the interruption during a recent homestand on Braves Vision when Melissa and her accomplice, only known as Yogi, hacked into the high-tech system to out the Georgia politicians who actively fight against gay rights but privately lead adulterous married lives. How they got those photos, we'll never know. And Melissa was merely slapped on the wrist for calling in sick to the Burt Show when she actually took personal days to run off to Canada to marry her high school sweetheart. At this point, groups such as the Red State Coalition, BOFM, Breeders Only for Marriage, and GPSU, Gay People Scare Us, have lobbied with their conservative business partners and have threatened to pull 90% of our advertising dollars. We have no choice at this point. We wish Melissa the best and hope she'll keep in touch when she and not Samantha deliver their first baby early next year. If you have any questions, please see me in the Team America office down the hall.
Yeah.
The red
F
one.
F yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a memo I'm talking about.
All right, so if any of us ever get fired, it doesn't matter for what the reason, just insert said memo
right.
And we'll be covered, all right?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.